You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District of New York City. It is Alan Hahn. It is Bart Scott. It is Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And, man, I mean, I know we like to talk, you know, right here. How you doing? How we doing? All that stuff. You were on first date. But, man, we got right out of the gate.
Out the gate.
Can't wait.
Just on the tube, so I ain't been tied into the streets. What's happening?
I mean, what did you miss? Do you follow Adam Schefter on Twitter? Do you pay attention?
I mean, sorry, I can't take my phone on set. I was on a show.
You got a job to do, and there it is right there.
Uh-huh.
Joe Shane to the Giants. The Giants are planning to hire the Bills' assistant GM.
They got their man.
To make them their general manager. Now, they're still working out a contract that Schefter is saying.
Ooh.
But other GM finalists have been told they're out.
Oh,
and then
hurts.
Once a deal gets done, Shane expected to be the next Giants GM.
Are you think guys are happy? You think New York would be happy?
Official, as Shefty just said, they are hiring. So it is official. So it starts there. And that's it. Now look, you always like try to find all right, where for the Giants, where is the connection?
Connect the dots.
Here's your Giant history connection. Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells.
When he was like five?
No, not when he was five. When he was first, trying to get, you know, he wanted to get into the business.
Yeah.
And he does what everybody does. You start at the very bottom and you work your way up, and that's certainly what he does.
What was his first job?
But he is somebody. A friend helped him get an internship with the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
And that's where Brandon Bean saw him. And, of course, then when Bean went on, they spent 10 years there. And then when Bean went on to run the Bills, he took him with him.
Oh, okay.
But there, you know, there is some background as well that includes Bill Parcells, who also saw him and was impressed with him. And that's important. In fact, I think that's what it is. So, yeah, it was Shane worked with Parcells and Jeff Ireland.
In Miami. Okay.
That's correct.
And then you,
so there's your connection. So if you, it's just because this is what Giants people do.
Yeah.
It's like, it's always like, you know, well, does he have any blood in the ground? Is there any connection?
Because
the Giants were supposed to go outside the box for the first time in a long time. But there still is that. So if here's what, obviously,
I mean,
track record in Buffalo is what it is. I mean, they've done a great job in the draft, rebuilding that franchise, everything they've done there.
Yeah.
But you also want to get the blessing of certain people. Now, Bean is well respected, as we know. He's done a tremendous job. But just having a guy like Parcells to call if you're John Mara.
Right.
And have Parcells say, oh, yeah,
like
this
how
guy
is
knows
like
what
how
he's
is
doing.
He really? Like,
yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, known this kid since he was young. He's 42. He's not a kid. Yeah,
but I guess it's connectivity.
I like this hire a lot. Yeah, it's exactly what they need.
It's connectivity everywhere, right? Like, I feel like everybody's like, I didn't realize that, to me, I was talking to Ozzy, like, man, Ozzy, you're going to have a great tree, man. Like, when you think about everything that comes to me, he's like, yeah. I'm part of Bill's tree. And it just hurt my heart because I want to hate Bill so bad.
Nah.
He's like, I'm part of Bill. No, but you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, Ozzy, you got your own tree. Like, no, I'm part of Bill's tree. Like, no.
Everybody was mentored by somebody.
And that just tells you, like, around here, like, it's such a small community. It's not a lot of fresh new blood that comes from the outside in. I think Sashi Brown was probably the first person to come from like outside the circle because his background was in baseball.
Yeah, analytics
is
really
analytics
the story.
And to come in. Mm-hmm. It's very few like new blood. Everybody's been with somebody.
But you have to. You have to have something, someone that you learned under, that hired you, who ever gave you your first shot.
Yeah, that's
anybody
true.
That's gotten that far generally has been successful. So somebody gave you a shot and then recognized your talent and then helped you along.
Right.
And that's like, again, Bean. Bean has been his biggest promoter. In fact, it was just a couple of years ago in The Athletic, Bean said that of Shane, he's going to be a GM. That's what he said. He's smart enough that he's learning. He understands he's got to keep learning and all that stuff. He's going to give it. But once he gets it, he's going to be ready.
An assisted GM. So I guess right now the early thing to do, is it the way too early thing to do, is start to connect the dots. So
go.
I guess
all right, go.
We have
speculation.
Let's ask New Yorkers or anybody that's fans of the Giants, or just fans of football, who would you like to see get an opportunity in the Mecca, the biggest city of all, with a what we call a heritage franchise?
I like that.
A heritage franchise to come lead them into the future. Do you guys want somebody from his tree? We know, you know, I don't know how deep his tree goes. I don't know his ties, you know, in North Carolina with the Panthers. Mm-hmm. Like, I know Riverboat Ryan was there, so I don't know if that's part of his tree. And you know, it's always funny when we speculate. You never know if you work with somebody, but you never know if you like them. Right, so it's easy for us to say, well, maybe, you know, Brian Daboll will come here. That'll be great for Danny Dimes, because I always compare Danny Dimes to who? Josh Allen.
That's right.
Right? You know, Josh Allen, turnovers, you know, coming into the league, not as accurate as he needed to be. And Brian Daboll
did
an opportunity.
Fast,
yeah.
Can run, not yep. You know, obviously all that stuff.
RPOs.
You know, and again, for everybody to understand, like for Josh Allen, it was his turnover issues were
fumbling.
Yeah.
From like getting cut and losing the ball when he get hit because he's trying to run people
right,
over.
And for Daniel Jones, his turnover issues were
strips and Junior Wapo's fumbles.
Yeah, exactly, fumbling. Yep. So it was is learning how to protect the ball. And then some of the throws, obviously, to be smarter with. But
Leslie Frazier as well, though.
All right, so Adam Schefter now off of this. And again, if you're just joining us, so Joe Shane, who's been the assistant GM in Buffalo, and they've done a wonderful job there under Brandon Bean. He is now going to be the new GM of the New York Giants. So the first – and the Bears were also interested in it. So for the Giants, this was one of those, all right, let's get our guy.
Right.
Like, let's get our guy. Let's not wait. And they knew, all right, no, we like him. He's impressive. And we don't want someone else to get him. And the Bears wanted him. So this is a very important job. Now, Shefty continues here and saying now, okay, so the next step, they got to find a coach. So the Giants are expected to request – this is, again, Adam Schefter – request permission to speak with former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's one. Flores, local guy, a New York guy.
Yeah.
Grew up in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a connection there. But they're also, Shefty says, expected to speak with Dan Quinn. That's been reported.
Local guy.
And
Morristown, New Jersey.
Brian Daboll.
There we go.
And that would be really – like Daboll is the one
synergy,
that really
right?
gets you – that gets your attention. Because what he's done with that offense, what he's done with Josh Allen, right? Like that piques your interest.
Yeah.
Leader of men is the question. We don't know.
Because you're trying to see if you can save Daniel Jones. Because you don't want to say, I wasted a first-round draft pick.
Right.
Can
right.
you save Daniel Jones? And I guarantee you, if Brian Daboll looks at Daniel Jones, he's going to see a lot of the qualities. Maybe not as strong of an arm, but you're going to see a big arm. You're going to see a 6'5 guy that's a little bit smaller than Josh Allen, but still able to run through the RPO game. We saw him, you know, the time where he got the highest, you know, mile per hour than anybody in the league, faster than Tyreek Hill. I think he got to like 20. It was so fast.
He was above the school zone.
Yeah, it was so fast. Yeah, exactly. He was getting tickets, right? So it'll be interesting, man. It's, and you talk about, I wonder if we can give him some truth serum if he had to pick between. You know, if he had his pick now, that you're not going to turn the Giants down if they offer you a job. But if the Bears would have had an opportunity to kind of get him back in the building, if he had truth serum, which one does he find as the more attractive job? Because one, you have a
team.
Let
me ask you this. All right. I'll answer. I can. I'm going to guess that. If you're asking me and I'm him,
yeah,
the Giants job is the one I want. Here's why. His expertise is the draft.
Okay.
What do the Giants have right now?
Well, that's
they don't have much of anything.
Alan, that's this year.
I don't care.
But they don't
what
have,
do you mean that's it?
They don't have money, though, either.
You can make
but
that
you know
happen.
You got a lot of bad contracts.
You
to me,
can make that happen. But when I had two top 10 picks.
The better job was.
And I'm not. And I look at a roster and I go, you know what? Maybe they were just poorly coached. Maybe there's more there. And there were injuries and they were poorly coached. Come on, man.
You saw it in training camp.
That was a mess.
You got Khalil Mack and Justin Fields.
Who do you think? You're the guy that told me. It's the Bears should trade Khalil Mack because they're not on the same trajectory.
Yeah, so you can get more draft picks.
Mm.
And what do
they
have?
You know who has their pick?
Yeah, the Giants.
The Giants.
But you also have Raekwon Smith.
I don't know.
You
man.
Got some web. Right. To me, that's more attractive.
Let's table this right now.
Okay.
And again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number for those who want to, you know, again, get your take on this. So the first GM hire is made of those who have the vacancies. And it's Joe Shane, the assistant GM in Buffalo, has done a great job there, Brandon Bean. He now will take over for the Giants, and then we'll see who they now hire as the coach. But let's now go to the phones, and we talk to our good friend Rob Ninkovich, who joins us right now, as he does each week.
Can you hear us, Nick? Can you hear us if we talk loud? Can you hear us in the hallway? Can you hear us?
I hear you. I hear you through the walls, man.
Hey, and we've been doing this all week. Everybody that comes on with us that's literally in the building, we're like, we're going to figure out how to get that microphone working in the control room so you can actually just sit and we can see each other and all that stuff. But Nico, I heard you on the previous show, on Greeny's show earlier, and I have to say that this is the more I hear about you and the more I watch you on Get Up, the more I like you because you're a straight shooter, but you also are like, you have like a relatability. You can't stand when you say something that just seems pretty like it's not a hot take what you said about Tom Brady. Could he walk away? Yeah, he could do it. And yet it turns into a big story that they're asking, well, you know, this guy said this and what do you think? And just the way you explained how crazy is it to think that if Tom Brady wins another Super Bowl or even just gets there and just says, you know what, I think I've done enough. And the addition part of why stay around long enough so they could say, see, he's fallen off.
Yeah.
That he's weakened at Bernie's like Ben Roethlisberger looked like this year.
You just went all Batman on us?
What's that?
Either died a hero.
Yeah. And so
I would say,
yeah.
Listen, I would say that there are more people that would rather see Tom continue to play as long as possible and have a, you know, an ending that they could say, look, he is human, or look, he does look like he's falling apart, and they would love it. Like, there's so many people in the media world, and it really bothers me that you can't, because originally I was asked the question, would you be surprised? And that was the exact, I never even said the word retirement, which, you know, when I was a football player, I used to have people crossed off on a list. Like, if you said something I didn't like or you made something up, I didn't talk to you ever again.
Oh.
You know, like, or I wouldn't give you the full, like, mm-hmm. what I would really give someone that I respected in the industry attention, you know, like a Mike Reese, who I think does great work for ESPN. I love Mike. But, you know, anyway, he was never on my bad list. He wasn't on the naughty list. But
how can you not like Mike
Reese?
Just,
it's frustrating because, you know, I was asked the question, mm-hmm. would you be surprised if Tom Brady decided to walk away? And I said, no, I wouldn't be surprised. He's 44 years old. He's won 7 Super Bowls. He's made as much money as you could ever imagine. He's, you know, crossed off so many achievements that nobody else has ever attained. If he said in the offseason, like, you know what, I'm going to be 45. I've been, you know, playing a long time. I got a family. I got other things I'm working on. You know, he's already grown TB12. He's got his brand going. You know, it wouldn't shock me. That's what I said. It wouldn't shock me. Mm-hmm. And then I also said in the same exact statements, in the same exact breath, in the same exact sentence, that if he wanted to play till he's 50, it wouldn't shock me. So, you know, for somebody to say, you know, ask Byron Leftwich, like, you know, former Rob Ninkovich, former teammate of Tom Brady, said, you know, retirement wouldn't be a shock to him if Tom Brady decided to retire. Like, all I did was answer a question on if he decided to retire, would it shock me? Would it surprise me? I said, no. I mean, would it surprise you if a 45-year-old guy decided to retire from a sport that usually you play till you're 30? Like, no. So, and if he tries to play 5 more years, it wouldn't shock me. So, you know, that's the one part about this business. You know, you got people, they take something, they cut it up, they want to twist it and turn it. In reality,
like blue pills, I've been there. Like blue pills, I've been there.
It's a little different than that conversation.
I thought I was making a legitimate argument about what it was being a heart pill and all this stuff, but this isn't about me. Like you talk about Tom, right? And you know, he's still playing at a high level. And I wouldn't be surprised either because, listen, Giselle has been saying, hey, what else we got to prove? So eventually wifey's going to win over. Like, it's time to bring your ass home and get in the pickup line.
Yeah. And look, you can play. Yes, he's playing at a great, high, unbelievable level. People remember you for the last thing that you are. And if you are really, really good, I mean, Tom, they're going to remember Tom as the greatest quarterback of all time, no matter what. But if you're really, really good and you just said, you know what, man, I feel good. I could still run. I could still throw a ball 60 yards, 70 yards, 80 yards if I wanted to. I'm going to do it on my own terms. Mm-hmm. Because, Bart, you know this. There's only 3 ways in the NFL that you can leave. It's their way, it's injured, or it's your way. And 90% of guys leave the NFL either injured or on the team's terms and not your own terms. So, I mean, I retired on my terms, and you can digest those a lot easier than if it's any other way.
With that in mind, we don't know what, you know, whatever, when he walks off the field at whatever point this season, we don't know what's the tomorrow. So I won't ask you to predict that, but I will ask this. Will his last game be this weekend?
Well, I think that the issue, like, if you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the one thing that they have had just concrete, solid foundation, it's been their offensive line. And they have been the most snaps played group offensive line in the NFL over the last 2 years. So they've played the most of anybody. And to have a tackle go down and to have Jensen kind of have get banged up and playing wounded, going against this Rams front and Aaron Donald, where you really have to be at your best, and Von Miller, that concerns me, because the last time that the Rams played the Bucs and they won, they got to Tom 16 times and had 16 pressures on them. So, you know, to really win this football game, it's going to come down to protecting the quarterback, keeping Tom upright, not having him hit the turf. And, you know, I know if this will be his last one? I don't know. I have no idea. Do I think this might be Tampa's last game?
If that was my question.
Hitting the ground,
yeah,
it might be. It might be, because, you know, when you hit the playoffs, you kind of want to be on an upward trajectory. And the Rams, coming off a huge win, they're riding high. You know, got OBJ, you know, feeling it, swaggy out there, throwing the football. You got Cooper Kupp, the best receiver right now in the league. So they're moving in the right direction. And Tampa, you know, they've had some things happen to them the last few weeks of the season.
Now, I want to speak to, you know, Nico, the football fan, not the former player. Out of all these games this weekend, which one are you most excited for? Because, you know, we have that honey-do list, like, well, okay, let me go get something from the grocery store. But we got that game that we have to be there and sit down and watch the kickoff. What game is that for you this weekend and why?
Yeah, I want to see Kansas City and Buffalo. You know, all the talk of, is this the new Manning-Brady, is this the new rivalry, yada, yada, yada. You know, if they got to have great games for it to be a rivalry. You know, they're going to have to duke it out. And, you know, I think Buffalo and Kansas City in Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium is going to be rocking. It's going to be a great environment. So I can't wait to watch that one. That's the one I want to see.
See, I agree with that. I think rivalries are only born in pressure games and games that matter, where the team that loses leaves the field. Like that, it has to be like that.
You got to take something from
it. Where you're playing for something, and it's not just two guys that are good going up against each other. This is true rivalry. So I completely agree with that. That's a compelling one. All right. So, Nico, Bart believes that Aaron Rodgers has to win another Super Bowl, at least one more, if not two, to be among the all-time greats. Do you agree with that?
I agree that he's got to win another one. And I think that Aaron Rodgers kind of put it out there by stating that, you know, you're remembered for what you do. And, you know, the league is kind of brutal, and you only have a certain amount of attempts and bites of the apple. So, yeah, I mean, at least one more. And, you know, to have two Super Bowl rings, that puts you in another category. To have three, that's even more elite. And, you know, statistics are kind of funny, because if you know, statistics and contracts, right? Can you tell me who the highest paid player was 3-5 years ago? Like, no. But when the guy signs the contract, it's the first thing they said, the highest paid, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, statistics are similar. You could have a great season in 2012, 13, or whatever, whoever the best, most receiving yards, the most rushing yards, the most sacks. You don't remember those players. You remember the guys that won the Super Bowl or was a Super Bowl MVP or has multiple Super Bowl wins. So, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, when they have their franchise going crazy back in the 90s, the 49ers with Montana, you know, you remember all those guys, the Patriots, Tom Brady, you know, Julian Edelman, all those guys.
Nikovic.
You know, Julian Edelman never led the NFL in receiving, but a lot of people know Julian Edelman. So it comes down to Super Bowls.
Winning is what we remember the most. Hey, thanks so much as always. It's great to talk to you. Hopefully we'll get you in studio, you know, out of the hallway and in the studio the next time we get to do this. All the best.
All right. See you guys.
All right, Rob Ninkovic again.
And
later giving us
on,
that Straight Talk, part by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Good.
And later on, I would love to expand on why I believe A.A. Ron has to win another one. I like to explain myself. I like to show my work.
Yeah, of course. And you will have that opportunity to do that. You know what else we're doing today?
What's that?
Well, it's Trash Talk Friday.
Ooh.
Remember last week? Remember last Friday?
They better bring it.
Right? So those who did their trash talking and their team won last week, they advance.
Ooh, they get
but
to
we
double
had
down.
Two now.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got Packers and we got Titans. So we'll have more Trash Talk. So we'll have that Trash Talk Friday coming up. We have your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Reactions to the Giants making the first move of the teams looking to rebuild. A GM, Joe Shane, the assistant GM of the Buffalo Bills, now connected. He will be leading the New York Football Giants. And who do they hire as their coach? Could it be someone else from Buffalo? All that come up. We want your reactions to that. And next, four teams moving on to the conference championship, as I mentioned, after this weekend. And Barstradamus, well, he already knows who those teams are going to be. He will tell us after Bart tells us about Granger.
Buffalo, the other New York team. Reclaim them because we had all our teams suck. For all the ones who get it done, Granger's always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product, specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call clickgranger.com or just stop on by. Back after this. Oh, yes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
All right, so try the $45 Civil Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Barstradamus let us know.
Oh, I'm ready.
No.
No.
No, you said you wanted to wait till 1 o'clock.
Going to take a nap.
Yes. It was that kind of Friday. It's a little cold out, and apparently Barstradamus is just asking to wait till 1. So we can what we can do in the meantime is take your calls on the Giants. And the news today, boy, I always get those two confused, right? When we're talking about breaking news, it's always one or two. It's Shefty or Woj. Woj or Shefty. Well, this one is Shefty. Adam Schefter did do the reporting that, and the Giants have made it official since, the Giants will be hiring Joe Shane, the assistant GM of the Buffalo Bills. To
5 years or 6 years. That's what I'm interested in.
To be their that's right. How much length on the contract? To be their new GM. And then, of course, now what comes from that? Do you bring in Brian Daboll, their offensive coordinator, to be your head coach?
Leslie Frazier?
Yeah, there's obviously Brian Flores is another name that's been in there. Dan Quinn, another name. So the Giants making moves quickly. Although John Mara said he was going to be patient, but you can only be patient for so long. You're going to lose a guy that you love as a candidate because the Bears were interested in Shane. Oh, no, no, let's get our guy. Yeah. And they did.
But you know what I like? We read those candidates again.
The coaching?
Yeah.
Dan Quinn.
Former head coach.
Right. Brian Flores.
Former head coach.
Well, Brian Daboll, not a former head coach, but what a resume he's got. Yeah, he's worked with everybody.
Resume.
He's with the Jets.
Okay, he's a green.
He's a green. That's all you were trying to do.
He won national championship.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Wayne first. Hey, what's up, Wayne?
How you doing, guys? How you doing?
All right.
Thought about what you said. I'm doing okay, good. I know it's cold in New York out here in South Carolina. It's 30 degrees right now. It's about to snow again. So what we getting, y'all getting soon. Well, anyway, I heard about the Giants' new hire, and I have put the Giants right now on performance suspension. So I'm going to hold my thoughts until let's see who they hire as coach. Let's see who they have. So I have decided that you know, as you know, Alan, I'm a big hip-hop fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn hip-hop to make my decision. And I tell you this right now, them kids up in Buffalo are pretty hot. So I think I'm going to be part of Bill's Mafia right now. I'm going to tell you this. Now, Dr. Dre's performing at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think they may have to make room for Griselda coming in. That's how strongly I feel. They're going to exercise the demons of Jim Kelly, yeah. Thurman Thomas, you know, Bruce Smith and the rest.
Daryl Talley.
Hey, once a New Yorker. Yeah. Once a New Yorker, always a New Yorker. And also, can the Knicks please go and get Tyrese Halliburton? I know that's a different subject for later.
That's not on the table.
Wait. They could have gotten him. He was there. I love Obi Toppin.
Should have drafted him.
I mean, he's a great kid. But Wayne, we got a lot more calls to get to. I don't want to get caught up. Look, we'll talk Knicks later because what happened last night, if last night was not rock bottom, I don't want to know another level to this.
What hurts worse?
That is Michael Ray Richardson ship be sinking kind of night last night.
Yeah. But I'm saying what hurts worse? Halliburton not getting him or not getting Donovan Mitchell?
Just, you know.
Or not getting Donovan Mitchell.
Y'all
have a Hall of Fame all-star team for the people that
we got bigger news here to talk about. Okay, let's go to George in New Jersey. Hey, George.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. Listen, congratulations on a hire of Shine. Is that how you say his name?
Joe Shane.
Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Shane. Okay. Congratulations, Joe. But you got to – don't hire Daboll. We need Brian Flores. We need an experienced coach. He did a great job with Tua. He's got
– he's a defensive guy.
Quarterback.
Though.
The main thing, George, that you've got to see out of the head coach is somebody that in New York can handle everything that New York throws at you, whether you suck, whether you are having great success, how can you handle that? There's a lot that you've got to be able to handle as a person. And we've seen coaches now of the last – I mean, Ben McAdoo was not made for that.
Ben McAdoo would be a great offensive
coordinator. Pat Shurmur was not made for that. And Joe Judge, not made for that. Tom Coughlin had experience. He understood it. He could handle it. I mean, Fossil had his moments, but like you have to have people in place that can handle all the things that come with coaching here and being a front man to the arguably second most popular sports franchise in the largest market, and that would be the Giants. Let's go to Ben in New York. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
So I'm a Chicago Bears fan from New York, and I heard you guys were talking about which would be the better job, and I'm here to tell you the Bears job would be the better.
How?
The reason being is because, one, we got a QB. Two, we're opening a new stadium.
Are you sure you got a QB? Are you sure you have a QB? How do you know? You don't know.
I mean, based on things.
Based on what?
Based on things that you guys were saying earlier and in the past in terms of how Matt Nagy was not preparing this guy day by day. One day it'll be a different routine, just staying in the pocket. Next day we're just running the ball. Next day he's doing options. So we need a stable stable coach that will allow this guy to fully unleash himself. We've seen what he did in Ohio State, you know. Obviously, we've seen the things and the connections he's had with Mooney.
I saw the flashes this year.
You see hints of that. But to say that that's a given, look, you also have to look at the job from a GM perspective. You're looking at it from a coach. GM perspective on this job is not like you don't have a draft pick this year, a first-round draft pick this year. You've got to make some decisions with your cap. You have an older player like that. That does he fit what you're doing? There's a – man, to say it's the Bears job from a GM perspective is a better job.
I love it.
I don't quite agree with that. I don't. Colm in the Bronx, what's up? What do you think of this?
Oh, what up, Hollywood Han, Bartholomew. So I like the Joe Shane hire. Throughout his career, he is a GM, an assistant GM that is mainly for the draft. That's his expertise, and look at the draft picks the Giants have. But for the coach, I know a previous caller said they wanted Flores. This is Baby Buddha's point from earlier on Greeny. I don't think he'll have the time to figure out what he did wrong in Miami if you let him jump into it. It's kind of like what happened with that previous coach for the Jets when they hired him straight out of Miami in the next year. I think you've got to go with Brian Daboll. Any person who could drop 47 on a Bill Belichick coach defense in the playoffs deserves to get a head coaching job. I don't know if it's going to be with the Giants, but he's guaranteed he's going to get one. And you look at all the coaches throughout the NFL, 90% of all the coaches that have winning records in the current NFL are offensive-minded coaches. That's the way the whole league is based on now. It's all offense.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree. You know what I mean? I think they have to go offensive. They put in the work for the weapons. You just got to get them to play up to the back of their base or their football card. Talk about Kenny Galladay. You talk about Kadarius Toney. You're talking about Saquon Barkley. We need somebody that can get something out of those players. To do that, I think it has to be an offensive-minded coach. Brian Flores, he didn't deserve to get fired. I thought they just mutually agreed because they couldn't agree on Tua. But when you look about it, and it's weird because Brian Flores has been connected to Deshaun Watson. So he's been rumored that wherever he goes, Deshaun Watson wants to follow. And that's a story to watch because I think that makes his value even more.
A lot of things.
But this is a hard market to pull that off in.
Yeah, well, there's still a lot of things that have to be settled. A lot of things have to be settled for him before
coming up to court dates.
Before you even do that. Yeah, you're right. It's February is when all that stuff's going to happen. All right, but at least one job is filled, and that is the GM job of the Giants. It's Joe Shane from the Buffalo Bills. Where they go from here now with the head coach remains to be seen. It's Bart Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier to help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. I know we want to make some money coming up. We will do that. Johnny Pickens has his picks. But apparently, Jerry Jones has spoken.
Oh!
Yes. And what he had to say, if you're a Cowboys fan, you will not want to miss this because it does involve the coaching.
Send out the bat light.
The bat light?
What is it?
I didn't know there was a light.
The bat signal?
The signal.
Oh, let's send out the bat signal.
Whatever it is, Jerry Jones spoke, and you will hear what he had to say.
Put a big D on the light.
Coming up next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
On Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. So we have the divisional round matchups this weekend, Bart. We talked about coaches earlier this week and who we have the most confidence in head coaches. How about quarterbacks? If you have the utmost confidence in one quarterback out of this group, would it be Aaron Rodgers or would it be Tom Brady or would it be somebody else?
It'd be Patrick Mahomes, probably.
What?
For me.
Above those two?
He's the greatest.
Most confident.
Listen, Brady.
I want to hear this. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Caught me by surprise.
I just want to go with, he's the better quarterback. I mean, listen, I know Aaron Rodgers doesn't turn the ball over, but when I talk about who has the ability to dominate, it has to be, it has to be Patrick Mahomes because of the weapons that he has too, right? And McKinnon can be anything like he was last week. That's a whole nother element that we weren't even prepared for. We saw Mecole Hardman last week. We saw Tyreek Hill. We saw Travis Kelce. Like, when you talk about Green Bay, you talk about one receiver. When you talk about
they got two
Kansas
others.
City,
I mean, yeah, Lazard is not a bum.
Yeah, but he's not. They're number three. They're not better. Their number two is better.
I mean, they've got.
But they're not better than their number threes.
You're saying if you put them up side by side.
Yeah, you put weapons up. Right. You don't have a tight end that the biggest mismatch on both of those sides.
Yep.
So my highest confidence are in them. And then it's in Aaron Rodgers. Then it's in Tom Brady, because Tom Brady's running into a buzzsaw. He's going against a bad matchup with a lockdown island in Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey Island could take away Evans, and then where does he go? He's going to have to play with less weapons because they can double Gronk. And then we're talking about Rashad Perriman, the same one that played for the Jets. Now, I know he's not the same player that played for the Jets. Nobody is, because the better you play with a better quarterback.
Yeah.
But so I just think that thirdly, I would go probably with Tom Brady. Then I'm going with Josh Allen. Going with Josh Allen after that. Then I'll probably go with Matthew Stafford before I get down to Joe Burrow. And then I go Ryan Tannehill. And, of course, coming up the rear, Jimmy G.
Jimmy G being the least confident in. Yeah. It's mainly because
he can lose the game for you.
He's really got to be a manager.
Did you see him last week?
I almost did, yeah.
Hey, here you go. Dallas is almost in. We ain't gave you all y'all regularly scheduled turnover. Here you go.
Isn't it amazing?
Just throw it in his chest. Like, who the hell you throw the ball to, bro?
There's just certain – like, is that really the line, the delineation between great and good is that?
Yeah.
Is great doesn't make that mistake. Good is capable of making that mistake. And it's as simple as that. It's not a talent issue. It's not a physical issue. It's just more of –
mental lapse. They just had mental lapse.
That
like,
just
the hell
happens.
What are you looking at? Just feel it.
Well, thought I saw something that I didn't see. Yeah. It's as simple as that. So confidence level for you, though, is based on what they have around them and who they're playing against.
Yeah, because I have to have confidence in their receivers like to catch the ball.
In a vacuum, you would trust Tom Brady over everybody, right? In a vacuum. Not versus the Rams
It would be Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Because he never turns the football over.
Yeah.
You talk about his interception to touchdown ratio is like unlike anybody in the history of the game.
Right.
So, like, I trust him more because in this game, we've seen Tom throw about 3 picks in the game. We've seen – Patrick Mahomes throw a bunch of interceptions early in the season.
I've seen Rodgers run in from the third down. I saw Rodgers not run one in and then walk off the field and not do a fourth down.
Well, but he can run it in. He's capable. Tom Brady, his whole spleen might fall out if he try and run 15 yards. Remember the guy from Replacement Players when he came out, like before Willie Beam, and he jumped and almost died when he tried to run people over? That would be Tom Brady.
Do you remember that? We're back in 10 seconds.
Oh, there's some fantasies for some teams out there. Bases have some fantasies.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Fantasies
in Dallas right now for some fans is to make a coaching change. Now, Jerry Jones didn't talk in his usual
– cool off?
Yeah, well, probably. He does his usual spot on Mondays, right? No. Yeah, Mondays on 105 The Fan. And this time he said, no, not available, which a lot of people said the last time he did
2019.
He moved on from Jason Garrett. So he just a few minutes ago or a little while ago just did a spot with that station. And he's mad.
You think?
Yeah. So Joe Machado, who covers the Cowboys for The Athletic, has been transcribing live what he's been saying. And I just was grazing through it. And it's like, and shout out to Pete, by the way, for give me the heads up on that. He said that I can't get over what we did in the playoffs. And it sounded like he was getting real mad. Amari Cooper should take half the field with him when he runs a route. Whole bunch of that defense ought to have to honor Cooper. He ought to be able to catch in the middle when they're going with him. Mm. Others do. You throw to people that are covered all the time.
Oh, that sounds like he's blaming Dak.
All right. Now, there's that. Well, he's also paying him a ton of money to, you know, not to be a decoy. But this is the one that caught everybody's attention. When asked about the coaching staff and the performance of the job performance of the coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me be real clear, Jerry Jones says. One of the pet peeves I have is that I don't like this idea of, well, we've got to work on this in the offseason. We got to work on this. I don't go for that. I want those things recognized and addressed after we play Tampa in week one, after we play the first game, after we play the sixth game. I don't want to wait until we're sitting here with no season left to address these things that we're doing or not doing. All that is in the mix here and a part of what I do. That's the way I do it. As you know, the ultimate decision in these coaches is the one I have to make.
So he's double talking.
It is. Now, and then when the idea of well, all right, changing the coach, making a change.
Uh-huh.
Quote from Jerry Jones, 105.3 The Fan. If I thought changing out men at any level would improve us, I would change it out. I've looked around. I've seen a lot of names, a lot of great names, a lot of names from colleges. I've seen them coming through. Seen a lot of great names at various duties in the NFL come and go over the last 30 years. I haven't seen but a couple of them that I thought might have a straight shot in at what's up above. That's Belichick up there in New England. His record has been unbelievable. But aside from that, he said, I'll be very candid with you. And he goes on to say, I see human beings just basically, saying, I just see people, you know, regular people, and they're all just working at it. He said, the bottom line is, yes, I'm very, very frustrated and upset that you can call it COVID. You can call it anything, but we have, but we've used it, meaning COVID affected the team. You can blame everything is what he's saying here.
Okay.
But we have used up some very talented players over the last few years.
Can I go back to what he said when he talked about
sounds really
when something is wrong, he doesn't want to address it in the offseason. He wants to address it when it happens in Tampa. That's what he does. Well, if that's what you do, then why didn't you hold the team accountable or the people that you pay accountable to get those things fixed? Sound like me, like you kicked the ball, the can down the road as well.
Wait a minute.
But you're trying to say how you do business.
In the middle of a season as the owner?
Hold up, Jerry Jones can't be.
He gets criticized for it all the time.
Didn't he say something about his receivers got to run the right routes? Ain't he out there telling us that his receivers not running to the right depths?
Mm-hmm.
So if he's doing that, why can't he say, hey, we need to be more disciplined and say and go to the team and say, hey, we need to be more disciplined?
I'm sorry.
He's a general manager.
Nope.
Ozzie Newsome was like,
I hired you to coach. I'm going to watch you coach.
No, but he's
the
general manager.
At the end of the year, if I don't like the way you did it, I'm going to let you know what I didn't like.
What does the general manager do?
If I'm going to tell you how to coach, then why don't why did I hire you to coach?
No, he's a general manager too, right? You don't think the general manager and the head coach has conversations about what's going on? What you hear Joe Douglas coming out talking about Denzel Mims. So he needs to take his owner hat off, put his general manager hat on, and say, we got a problem with discipline. We need to be more disciplined and address the team as the general manager. If you want to wear multiple hats, you got to actually use them.
Does it sound like to you he wants to make a change but is hesitant to do it because he just made a change?
Nah, he can't make a change because they don't know if these dudes about to get hired anyway.
Right.
He got to hold on to the one guy that he know ain't going to get hired by nobody, and that's
it
McCarthy.
It sounds like he said there's nobody out here who's special. Like, I will make it – like everybody's sort of in the same
place.
How the
hell does he know who's special?
Well, he's been around the league for 30 years.
You don't know who's special until they got there.
He thought, well-respected owner. You got to leave
yes,
it there.
Yes, he thought – well, he's a well-respected businessman.
Well-known owner, you think, right?
Yeah.
It just sounds to me like he is going through something right now where if I don't know if I want to make a change.
The first role is acceptance.
Yes. Is Derrick Henry ready
we
to
suck.
Roll? We shall discuss that coming up later and more with your calls. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.